Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
This is...
Who are you? I'm Al Craig. Pleased to meet you.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring...
I'm Instagram famous.
Come on, man. We go way back.
You're damn right we do, Tom. You're a fraud, Greg.
Greg Hill.
I'm shocked you didn't find a way to blame Bill for the workout room. Bill never wanted to invest in it. He thought the weights were great.
We tried to get a treadmill, but Bill wouldn't let us get a treadmill.
Bill was exclusive with Precision Fitness.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
Super Bowl champion Jermaine. Oh, my gosh.
Don't worry about it.
Wiggy.
All it takes is for you to say something and then take it out of context.
Take it out of context.
Yes.
Come on,
Courtney. When has the media ever went
there?
It's
all live.
Stop it.
Joined by the Relationship Alpha.
Oh, this is going to make me sound stupid, but...
Can't you just buy your own sex doll?
Courtney Cox.
Can I also say what the biggest crock of S is in Massachusetts?
There's a giant list, but go ahead.
Excise tax?
Yeah. Just figuring that out?
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
And accompanied by...
Look at my booty in these tight pants.
You know, can't stuff it in your mouth if you're on the phone.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Brian Hoyer, the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns.
Another stroke of sweetness.
Curtis and Shime.
Where was the last place you had it?
I know
where it was if I knew the last place I had it.
Now...
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party!
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. Got my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What up, Mike?
How you doing, Wiggy?
We're good.
Curtis, good morning.
Hey there, friendo.
How you doing, Shime?
Hi, Greg.
Welcome to your show on a Wednesday morning and a big day for Wiggy's guy, Jaden Daniels.
Yes, sir.
Pro day today. New England, multiple reports say your New England Patriots will meet with your guy, Jaden Daniels, today, will you?
Well, I'm hoping that that's the guy that they take. And then it looks like it could be a good chance that, you know, he's still available. I mean, the way they're talking about J.J. McCarthy climbing up the, draft board.
Shime's guy, J.J. McCarthy, is moving on up, Shime. He is moving right on up.
Yeah, I mean, guys like Tannenbaum now are absolutely raving about him. Like, it is insane how many people are all of a sudden in on J.J. It is meteoric, the rise of J.J. McCarthy.
Well, Tannenbaum also loved Tebow, so I really trust his thoughts on quarterbacks.
He's like the Mike Mamula of quarterbacks.
Mike Mamula.
Yes, the rise.
Oh, number 59. I loved him.
Jim Harbaugh said best pro day he's ever seen, best quarterback in the draft.
Well,
he should trade Herbert and draft him.
But that's the head coach of this kid. That's like, you know, when the mother says how her son is the greatest.
Saying
you know,
best pro day that Michigan's ever seen.
That's like the mother saying that my son is the best peewee hockey
player.
Not when
you have two peewee hockey players as sons.
We need more of that in the NFL. College coaches go to the NFL with already established quarterbacks so that they can just rave about their college quarterback knowing they're never going to draft him.
Wiggy, I have one question for you, and I trust your judgment. You know that. Jaden Daniels, is he somewhat Mac Jones-ish? In that he has two receivers on within the top 12 of Mel Kiper's big board. So he's surrounded by incredible talent.
Yeah, he is definitely surrounded by incredible talent. But if you kind of look at his career throughout, you know, when his freshman year at Arizona State, he was really good. I think most, you know, college quarterbacks, Curtis, they all deal with that in some form of, you know, they have – especially when you play at like an Alabama or a Michigan or an LSU, you're always going to have way more talent than everybody else.
Yes. You did this repeatedly with Mac Jones. And so a quarterback wins a national championship.
Right.
You have to put at least a teeny little bit of respect on his name. I mean,
nobody's not putting respect on Mac's name, but
I'm talking three or four years. Yeah, but now I'm talking about J.J. McCarthy. I mean, the man won a national championship.
Oh yeah,
didn't he? He did.
Yeah, but they didn't win the. They didn't win a national championship because they were throwing the football all over the place. They won a national championship because of Blake Crum and the way that they ran that football. That was the
he was a game manager.
Yeah, exactly. That's
did
what
the
Michigan,
man die? He did.
Did that one seat move on yesterday?
Landslide.
Oh,
yesterday.
Sure.
All right. Yep.
We should get an update on Drop Madness. Where are we at? How many drops do we have left?
Five we need to get to today.
Okay, we will have five matchups when it comes to our bracket and Drop Madness this morning, and Courtney will share those with you throughout the program. And we will get to the leads coming up in just about 15 minutes or so at 6:25. And they said it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. We will talk about what Paul Pierce said yesterday when giving a full cosign to my guy Wiggy on his Celtics take yesterday. So they said it coming up at 7 on this morning's show. The news with Courtney coming up at 7:30, and I would obviously hate to lose Shime on this show. However, I would say the wiener connoisseur job, which has become available with regard to Major League Baseball, is right up your alley.
I have immediately perked up. I'm ready to go today.
Director of Glizzies could be a title that you would embrace.
That sounds
embrace.
Like my dream job. No offense.
I would think you would embrace that. So, did you have the weigh-in yesterday?
I did. Down another 3 pounds, baby.
Wow. All right.
Well, how many pounds of muscle did you gain? That's the big question.
No extra muscle this week. Just down 3 pounds.
I see. Last week you had shared that you gained a good 5 or 7 pounds of muscle. I can't remember what that
was. No, it was just gained 3 pounds of muscle.
Okay.
And, I heard you and Olivia went to seasons 52 after.
Right. No, stop it. Apparently, one of their other clients clearly listens to this show.
Yeah.
Because I came in the office and immediately started getting crap from them about talking about them on air. And she started wagging her finger at me and said, if you say anything bad, I'm coming for you.
You must have liked that.
I walked right into that.
Right.
Hey, badass. We'll see you in a week.
You like that. You said slap me and call me chubby.
There you go.
That's what you said.
Nope, I've never said that.
She was holding Cool Ranch Doritos. You will never touch these.
Did you present her with some kind of an edible arrangement bouquet of fruit flowers?
I did no such thing. I'm in a happy, committed relationship. Thank you.
There you go.
All right. Big win for our Bruins last night.
Oh, thank God. Can we? The Bruins were awesome last night. Against the Florida Panthers team, you got a comeback win in Florida. That is an awesome win to get.
Yeah.
And to basically clinch a playoff spot, too. Because the Red Wings lost to the Capitals in overtime. So you clinch yourself a playoff spot by beating the Florida Panthers. That is a great way to get ready for the playoffs.
I'm not concerned about this Bruins team. I think that the first round, from my perspective, they're going to have a completely different perspective on things based on what happened last year.
Mm-hmm.
I like the fact that Jim Montgomery went off at practice day before yesterday, and I like the way they responded to that. Yeah. You have a smile on your face.
I'm only smiling because
you're calling me a homer.
No, because you said you're not concerned about this Bruins team. But
I was concerned about the Celtics. Yeah.
Who blew. Yeah, I get your point. They blew a 30-point lead. I think that the Bruins last night was one of those games that they showed that they could be physical and play that style of game. You know, I mean, I think that's the biggest concern people probably have about this team is, are they physical enough? Are they tough enough? All that nonsense that we hear about them. But I think
when it comes to being tough, you are theoretically going to get Pat Maroon back at some point on your team.
Shime hates him now.
Well, no, so I don't even know that you need Pat Maroon anymore. The way Justin Brazeau has played over the last 2 weeks,
I guess,
what you wanted from Pat Maroon, more or less.
I guess you are going to have a decision to make there when it comes to Brazeau and Maroon coming back.
And I just, the way Brazeau has played, he has been as hot as a pistol the last 2 weeks. Like, I don't think you can bench him, at least not yet. And luckily, you know, Maroon's still coming back from that injury, so it's not a decision you quite have to make yet. You can see how the final, you know, week and a half, 2 weeks of the regular season play out. But ultimately, like, I would not pull Brazeau out of the lineup right now.
And isn't toughness just like your willingness to throw your body around, get into those areas? Like, I don't think one guy getting one guy instantly says, like, this is what your team is. It's whether or not you want to play that style of hockey.
Yeah, but it's different. It's different when it comes to the playoffs. Like, the regular season and the NHL playoffs are different. You can take a guy like Charlie McAvoy, and if you've been watching Charlie McAvoy essentially since he got the fine, I feel like he's been laying off, you know, legit contact with guys, like avoiding it. I think when it comes to the playoffs, that's not the same thing you get from Charlie McAvoy.
Right,
so.
But I always look at it like, I always like have people say, oh, this team's not tough enough. It's whether or not players want to play that style of play. Like, we always bring up the, you know, Torrey Krug's not a tough player, but we all remember how he played in that playoff run. It's whether or not your team wants to play that style of hockey. And they want to engage in that.
Greg, I would set the over-under for Bruins playoff wins at 7.5. Where would you be on that, over or under?
At 7.5.
Right, so it's. I think they get to
game
the second
seven
round.
Of the second round.
So basically.
No, are you saying they sweep in the first round and then they win 3.5 games?
They'd have to win 4 to win the first round. Yeah. I don't know how many games take.
Four
and then it'll take 3. I think the over-under is they should go to the second round. It's a really successful year if they make it to the conference final.
So, I agree.
I would
totally
agree.
Agree.
I would agree with that.
So
losing Bergeron, losing Krejci.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you advance past the second round, then it's a successful season for the Boston Bruins. I would agree.
And I think right now, the way Brad Marchand is playing, to the fire he has had, it, as Wiggy said, sets the tone for this team. Like, he may not be the most physical player, but the way he is screaming at refs and the way he is just like constantly in games and the way he forechecks sometimes is just, he is a menace out there. And that is kind of, I think, helping this team rise above in some instances.
No, I loved it at the end. Was that the Flyers game on Saturday where he was getting into it?
Even last night?
At the end of regulation, I love that. Yes.
Like last night on the power play, he gets called for some ghost interference penalty, and he's slamming his stick in the penalty box, yell at John at the referees the entire time. He is like... He is a loose cannon this season, which I kind of like, and I think this team kind of needs.
Yeah. All right. Well, there's a lot to talk about this morning, and we will do that with you over the next 4 hours. If you want to be on, the number to call is 617-779-7937. If it is more convenient to text, then you can text on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. And to start us off this morning, here is Courtney and what is trending right this moment.
The Rich Keefe Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now brought to you by Shaw's. The Bruins beat the Panthers 4-3. Pavel Zacha scored his 6th game-winning goal, tying Marchand for the team's lead this season. Here is Zacha after the win.
Yeah, I think it's important, you know, win for us. You know, we know it's a really good team, and I think it was a playoff-like game, and winning those is really important for us to build, you know, the game moving forward.
The Bees and Panthers have faced off 3 times this season, with the Bees coming out on top in each of those games. The Bruins are 2 points ahead of the Panthers in the standings with 9 games left. The Sox beat the Rangers 4-1. Richard Fitz got the start. He went 3-3. He gave up 0 runs on 2 hits while striking out 3. Raffy Devers hit his 5th homer to end spring training. Tomorrow is opening day. The Sox will take on the Mariners out west. First pitch at 10:10, a late one for opening day.
Okay, let's go.
Let's.
Baseball season is here, Curtis.
I'm just mad I didn't know that there was a guy named Dick Fitz on the Sox.
We will talk with Lou Marlone,
mm-hmm.
former Red Sox utility guy and our guy when it comes to the Sox. Tomorrow at 9:20 from Seattle.
And I think Lou Marlone is from Weymouth. So that'll be great.
Yes.
And I guess our hopes for Jordan Montgomery coming here are gone. The Diamondbacks and Montgomery have reportedly agreed on a 1-year deal worth $25 million.
There you go. Well, you can't spend that much on a pitcher.
No.
I mean, I think we learned that this offseason. That was, I think, Craig Breslow told Curtis after Hemman and Hahn that $20 million is an awful lot to invest in one guy.
I believe his words were, we can't jeopardize future dollars.
Correct.
But yeah. He responded to that by saying, in so many words, that player would not be available for a 1-year deal, which is exactly
right.
What it was.
Mm. Right. Well, they should have figured that out after Blake Snell signed essentially the same thing, which is the 2-year deal, one of them an option after year one. Like, you could have rented these guys. They're going to wait it out and see what happens salary-wise, long-term deal-wise, next season or whatever. So, you could have, if you wanted to rent Jordan Montgomery for 100-plus innings, you could have rented Jordan Montgomery for 100-plus innings, but you're going to dance with what brung you, as my mom used to say.
Some bad news when it comes to Malcolm Butler. Butler was arrested for allegedly driving drunk in North Providence on March 16th. The news broke yesterday. Butler was reportedly blocking traffic right before 3:30 a.m. Officers conducted a traffic stop. He allegedly informed them he was coming from a studio in Providence where he was making music.
Beats. He was making some beats.
Okay. Yep. Police smelled alcohol on his breath. His speech was slurred. His eyes were bloodshot. He said, take me to jail.
All right, he's in the music biz now.
Yep. When it comes to college hoops, we'll have an update coming up next. But make extra Easter extra special this year at Shaw's and Star Market. Get fresh savings on whole pineapple, fresh asparagus, and more. And in the meat department, spiral ham is on sale. Don't forget Easter bunny cakes for dessert and fresh tulips for decoration. Happy Easter from Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Reason 162 why I am not in law enforcement, outside of the fact that I don't have the courage. If I pulled Butler over, I would have said, I will drive you home, no questions asked, if you just tell me what happened. 39 degrees in Boston, cloudy, afternoon high in the 50s.
Well, didn't they pull him over because he cut the receiver off? Is that what happened, Curtis? Is that what?
He just said, I got benched.
All right, we will be back with this morning's leads next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Looking forward to the Foo Fighters shine at Fenway in, I believe, July. Last time, I think I saw the Foo Fighters at Fenway, Dave Grohl was being carried around on a throne because he had broken his leg, if I remember correctly. So it's been a while.
That's like when you did the show after Puppygate.
Yes, Curtis. You mean the near-fatal incident
right.
in which I fell over a gate that had been put up to keep Kobe Wobey out of certain areas of the home in Stowe, and one of my thankless children did not lock said puppy gate, which led to a near-fatal leg injury and 4 months on crutches.
Honestly, and with these hours, it is probably the most dangerous thing about this job is walking around in the dark.
Well, if you're trying to be quiet,
right.
which oftentimes mm-hmm. we are, and then you kick or you bump something, and it's a you're panicked because you're going to wake everybody up. It's a real
right. You do the quiet scream.
Yeah,
oh.
But I wouldn't really. I wouldn't really call it a dangerous job.
Nope.
Sitting here for 4 hours.
Nope.
Talking.
I said it is one of the dangers of this job.
Yes.
The job
yes.
in and of itself is not dangerous.
Gotta use that cell phone light is key in the morning.
Yeah, amen. I do that too. Yeah.
Cell phone light is key down by the feet area.
Well, yeah.
And no, and
don't you? Aren't your early morning hours lit by a lighter?
No. Oh, okay. No. No. Plus, I don't use a lighter. Mine is a vape pen. Mm. So
oh, okay.
I don't need a lighter.
You're
for
on
that.
The vape thing.
Yeah.
Are you a public vapor?
No.
Is it a douche move if you're at a restaurant and somebody next to you is sneaking vapes underneath the bar or underneath the table?
I hate that. And yeah, you're not hiding it. It blows up. You're not hiding it.
Yes.
Yeah, because the smoke comes out. But the
right.
I'd rather the vapes than the cigarettes. So
what about in a control room asking for Jackson?
Yeah. I got no issue with the vape man at all. The cigarettes are what get me. Cigarettes and cigars.
Yeah. I don't mind a cigar smell.
I love cigars.
Ugh.
Yeah. Can you imagine... This could be an Ask a Boomer segment, but you used to be able to go out and at a restaurant or a bar, people would be puffing away right next
yep.
to you. You come home, and the next morning, your clothes would reek of cigarettes. Cause
clubs were the worst.
Can you imagine that? People would smoke in an actual restaurant at the table next to you while you're eating dinner.
It was even when I was a freshman in college, Who's On First, one of the places we could get into without an ID. I think everybody was under 21.
Yep.
But we'd go in there, and it was smoking. You would reek the next day, the whole bar.
Clubs, as I said, nightclubs and bars were the worst because everybody's smoking, and it would just stink. Who's On First is a classic joint.
Yeah.
Oh. Classic.
Yeah, it is.
Had some good major brawls there back in the day.
Sure did. I was never a part of one. I started it and left.
Yeah.
That was such a...
Yeah, I mean, I you know, obviously progress is great, but there were some great bars by Fenway. Like, you think about the old baseball tavern.
Awesome.
Like the original baseball tavern, not the second iteration of the baseball tavern, but the original one that was, I don't know what's down there now. It's probably Tate or something like that.
Don't hate on Tate.
Listen, no issue with Tate.
Mm-hmm. It's like big apartment complex over there. Yeah, I drove by it the other day. I couldn't believe.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. I went over there the other day to Target because I had to get an entirely new comforter and sheet set. That whole thing of like, if I don't want to get into it publicly, but when you have to change your entire bedding and everything, it's
okay.
Well, sometimes I think that's nice. That's a new lady setting.
Why?
Well, because you know you've shared that.
Okay, that's what a washing machine is for.
That's a lady thing.
Like, I think a new set is always nice. And maybe your time it was time for a revamp.
I'm on a budget. I am on a budget. I don't need a whole new comforter and sheet set because somebody might be sleeping in my bed.
Well, you're clearly on a budget given where you bought it.
That's a lady thing, Greg.
Curtis, I got to tell you, I got a great comforter for $49 at Target.
Did you go with a nice color again?
It's gray.
Okay, your last one was navy, right?
No, my last one was white, which is a real problem.
Did you have navy sheets?
No, I had like cream sheets.
Oh,
I purchased the Costco sheets on Amazon, which apparently are all the rage.
Oh.
I don't know if you know that or not.
I don't.
Can you be honest? When you return from that shopping excursion, do you conceal the bags when you re-enter Echelon so you're not judged?
That he goes to Tajay?
Yeah. No, I bring a West Elm bag, and I put the Target stuff in a West Elm bag.
So with the new comforters, you didn't have to change the mattress?
That's really where all the damage happens.
I would draw the line
at changing a mattress for someone.
I was wondering why Greg had all these Target reads today.
just back to the baseball tavern for 1 second. The last World Series parade, I watched a former pitcher for the Red Sox almost fall down a complete flight of stairs at baseball tavern after the parade. Like, I've never seen somebody almost die. Going down a flight of stairs.
Let's see. Can we get? Let's guess.
Papelbon.
Nope.
No, not Jonathan.
A former
Papelbon.
Pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
Lackey.
Nope.
Damn.
I don't think you guys would guess.
We wouldn't guess.
No.
How about initials?
Was he?
No, he'll guess if I give initials.
Was he like a big part of it, or was he like
not a massive part?
Was he on the 18 team?
Yeah.
I don't know, Courtney.
Joe Kelly.
No.
Machine Gun Kelly. He was a big part.
Who was it?
No, I don't. He doesn't play anymore.
He's retired.
Why do you care? Why do you care?
Well, because, then? I think he's been through a lot.
He's been through a lot? Oh, okay.
Now that's
Kurt Schilling?
Nope. But it was just the most shocking thing I've ever seen.
Oh, you get sauced up. They used to have a couple places over there. What was that place that, the place you love to go to, St. Regis? Was that Whiskey Priest? The Whiskey
Priest? Whiskey Priest.
Priest.
Love that place. Yeah.
There's a lot of.
Yeah, well, you had Whiskey Priest.
It had the roof deck, right?
Yeah, and people used to jump off into the water from there. And then the next to it was the ABC. Was that what that was called? The American Beer?
Something like
or
that.
Or the Atlantic Beer, ABG, Atlantic Beer Garden or something?
Something like that.
Right next to it, yeah.
That was when the seaport was just a giant parking lot.
That's correct, Wiggy. Yeah, it was the old days. All right, well.
Does the North End still have that bar that's on Hanover that has a roof deck, or has that changed? You know what I'm talking about? There was that awesome, like, third floor bar on Hanover Street.
Umbria?
No.
Not sure.
It's in the back of the restaurant?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do still have it, but I'm blanking on the name.
Fiori's?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, yeah.
Very cool bar.
North End is, they are enraged with the mayor, the restaurants. Uh-oh. They are having a protest tomorrow. In fact, I think we may have one of our friends from the North End on the show tomorrow because they are still being denied outdoor dining in the North End while the entire rest of the city is allowed to have it.
Could be a good job for Jackson tomorrow morning to go to the to go picket with the restaurants.
you could show that
we stand with the North End.
I see a one-man picket, if you will. Yeah, I believe they're doing it. So they're doing it tomorrow. Of course, is the regionals when it comes to the March Madness and NCAA tourney, and they are holding their protest from 3 until 5. And shutting down the restaurants from 3 until 5. I mean, which If I were going to protest, I think I'd probably go like 3 till midnight, like mm-hmm. to really have an effect on things. But you don't want to say a complete farewell to business when you're doing a protest. Yeah. You just want to do like a, you know, a little shot, a two hour shot from 3 until 5,
mm-hmm.
and then open right up just in time.
Got to.
All right. Well, anyway, that's what's going on in the city and in the North End. And you have a bracket for us this morning when it comes to the drop madness.
I do. And get prepared because all the matchups today, very difficult.
Okay.
But this is a 6 seed against a 3 seed. Let's start with a 6 seed.
Okay. Bruins Thursday here. Oh, wait, that's only a 6 seed?
Yep, that's only a 6 seed.
Bruins Thursday is only a 6 seed. Okay.
3 seed.
Excuse me, social distance, please.
Oh, yeah. Absolute slugfest today.
It's a good matchup. That's Ken Laird.
Mm-hmm. Bruins Thursday is just, that's too good to be true.
You think so? Bruins Thursday is the winner, huh? In your mind?
Social distancing.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a good matchup right there.
Yeah, that
is. It's going to come down to the wire.
All right, you can vote on our social media.
Yep.
X, Instagram, and such, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I'm hoping that Twitch, somebody does that again today for the polls.
Okay, somebody will, you want a mod to put it up
yes.
in Twitch or something? Okay. Heads up on that. You can watch this show on Twitch. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. You can participate in the Twitch chat, which is at all times lively and sometimes bully-ish. I don't mind it. Yeah. I enjoy it, but there are some that are bothered by it. So watch this show on Twitch. Right now, we got to get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Woman. And that's the lead this morning. Your lead is...
Good morning, Greg. Yes, we've mentioned it already a little bit, but it's just very disappointing to me that the Boston Red Sox have zero desire to spend like any money. Like the Jordan Montgomery thing really kind of irked me yesterday when I saw that it was 1 year, $25 million, which, as you already stated, was predictable. You saw what Blake Snell was getting. As soon as you saw the Blake Snell deal, how did you not go back to Jordan Montgomery and be like, hey, we saw the Blake Snell deal. Let's see if we can work something out. Here's our 1 year offer. And you couldn't get one for 25. Like, the guy was in the state. It was easy for you.
Mm-hmm.
And yet he's now going to be an Arizona Diamondback. And so
you also knew you had a significant injury when it came to what you expected to be your starting rotation.
Yep.
And you could have added for $25 million one season.
And so, like, I feel like that's just really the wrong foot to get off on to start the Red Sox season. Being opening day tomorrow and seeing that happen 2 days before opening day was really kind of infuriating, and it kind of soured my somewhat positive mood on the Red Sox, and so I'm now trying to cope with that as we get ready for tomorrow.
Okay, where are you currently on that over-under that we talked
I'm
about?
I'm still emotionally hedging on the under.
Okay, all right, thank you, Shine.
You're welcome.
Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. So yesterday we played it. Robert Kraft met the media in Orlando, and once again, he tried to convince the public that he was powerless in something that was deeply unpopular. First, it was the departure of Tom Brady. Then it was the divorce with Bill Belichick. Now it's the Dynasty documentary. Notice a trend. The one person who has the power to actually change something or prevent something from happening continually allows things to happen while acting like he never had the power in the first place.
Well, Curtis, he's really just a fan. I don't know if you've heard him say that at all.
Ben Bolin in the Globe, I don't say this often, he gets duped by social media people, but He has a great story today in the Globe, just listing chapter and verse of how Robert Kraft is the only person that could have changed the outcome of all the big things that have occurred that were damaging to the organization. Yet at every turn, he did the wrong thing and told us he was powerless in the process. And the docuseries is just the latest and greatest example of a guy that spearheaded the project, but then would have you believe he had no input on the creative elements of the segments that were chosen to be aired in the Apple TV docuseries.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Like, when you stand up there when saying goodbye to Bill Belichick and essentially say, we gave one guy too much power,
mm-hmm.
and we're taking that back, my attention now focuses on you.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no place to hide if you're Robert Kraft.
Nope.
I get it. You felt like that Bill was siloed and ran everything, and Bill had too much say in the draft or too much say in personnel or too much say when it came to what the team was going to spend. Whatever the spin is, we get it. That's what you said. So now, Robert, Jonathan, this is on you.
Yeah.
And if you're unable to fix it, then you are the ones who are going to be held accountable.
Yeah, there's going to be egg on your face.
So there's nobody that you can't point the finger at Gerard Mayo.
No.
That's the guy that you decided long ago should be your next head coach. Mm-hmm. So
who, by the way, has seemed a little over his head so far, if we're going to be fair. He's backtracked the two statements he gave. One to Steve Burton about the quarterback, and then to me talking about burning cash. I mean, that's kind of two whiffs in a row. I think it's really easy when you, Greg, when your plan for a job is to not be someone else, you don't actually define what you're going to do, and you're often exposed.
And cash. Yeah. Ready to burn some cash.
And the Patriots have gone out of the way to say that we're not Bill, but we're finding out they don't really know what they are.
Correct. Great lead, Curtis. Thank you. We'll take a quick break. We'll get to Courtney's lead and to Wiggy's lead and to my lead this morning, coming right up next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Did you see that Rhode Island text on the Subaru of New England text line about your lead? 401 text?
I've been searching for a interview in News Boss here, so I have not been checking it. What happened?
You are being declared to be the god of leads.
Oh.
You set the tone for the entire station every morning, every day when it comes to your leads.
There you go, big dog.
I mean, so. I would love to disagree if there was a lie in that, but...
Same texter goes on to say it would be a crime if you didn't get your second straight lead muffin based on that lead this morning.
I just like the lead muffins now because I can tease Shine with it because he can't have any.
All right, Courtney, your lead this morning.
Well, as P. Diddy's lawyer is going to the media saying that this is a witch hunt to get him, Aubrey O'Day, who used to be a part of Danity Kane, if you watched Making the Band, great show. Where P. Diddy made a band out of a bunch of women. Aubrey O'Day was part of this band. The band, what Danity Kane, was extremely successful, uh-huh. and then out of nowhere kind of dismembered. They've reunited since then, on and off, without Diddy. And people always found it weird. Aubrey O'Day always had this weird relationship with P. Diddy. She took to social media once this was all announced, and she said, "I pray this emboldens all of us victims to finally speak on what we have endured. Respectfully, I've been telling y'all this for 2 decades, and did anyone listen? No." So while the lawyers are calling it a witch hunt, Aubrey O'Day is taking a stand saying, "No, no, no, I have firsthand knowledge that P. Diddy is a bad dude." Then the former Motown Records CEO, Ethiopia Habelmariam, is set to testify against P. Diddy. Aubrey posted that saying, "Most of us with personal knowledge of the facts will do so as well."
We'll testify against P.
Diddy.
So is this like...
Bad boy.
Yeah.
Bad boy. Is this like a Harvey Weinstein kind of thing?
That's what they're making it seem out like it is. Like, there's a lot of people. We obviously know the Cassidy lawsuit, the civil suit. Then there's Little Rod, who's suing him.
Also, Curtis's nickname at Boston College with the ladies, Little Rod.
Yeah.
Record
producer who's suing him. So it's kind of going.
He said that Diddy. In his lawsuit, did he like to watch?
Yeah, and did he like to walk around butt-ass naked?
Yeah, but Diddy would bring the ladies in. This guy would do things with the ladies, and Diddy would be filming and watching, which is a weird thing. Yeah,
you know what's the worst part of this? Well, the worst part of the people that were harmed, but mm-hmm. One of the most infuriating elements of it is that I guarantee you, everybody knew this.
Right.
The most judgmental people in society, the people in Hollywood that preach to us all the time about how to be a good person and global warming and equity and all this other stuff, knew about Harvey Weinstein for a generation, but did nothing. And knew about P. Diddy and did nothing. And they just sit there and they allow and they enable this behavior of these monsters.
Because they get invited to the white parties.
Yeah.
It is so sad, though. And Aubrey O'Day has been kind of made of as a joke ever since her Danity Kane days. She's been on countless reality TV shows and has seemed to kind of spiral. But if she went through something terrible with P. Diddy, it all makes sense now.
I just want to clear something up for any Danity Kane fans mm-hmm. that might be listening who are concerned. You had mentioned that for a period of time, that band was...
The band, what, Danity Kane, was extremely successful uh-huh. and then out of nowhere kind of dismembered.
Okay. They disbanded.
They were not.
You cannot be kind of dismembered.
They were not dismembered.
What? Yes.
They were.
Well, the members of the band were separated.
Yes. Okay. All right. Yes. I understand
so,
that.
You know, is
that
but yes.
Dismembered means to separate. Yes. They had a couple hits too.
They had great. Good rejoin. Yeah, but it's just more is going to come out about this and shame on whether it's, you know, the music industry, Hollywood, mm-hmm. whatever, for allowing these people to continue to stay in media as a good person.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Courtney.
All right.
Good lead. Wiggy, good morning.
P. Diddy rejoin?
Yeah.
All right. Well, tomorrow night when the Red Sox open up against Seattle, I think that this is probably, and I think a lot of the front office people from the Red Sox are looking at it in this direction, the most important Red Sox opening day in a long time. And reason why is everybody is waiting to see what Baby Pedro is. And if Baby Pedro performs at a very high level, I think a lot of the front office people and the Red Sox brass could say, this is why, you know, maybe we didn't shoot our shot when it came to some of the free agents that were out there. And I think a lot of Red Sox fans will be excited if Baby Pedro can show that he can be the ace of this rotation, because we know with this Red Sox team, the one thing that they'll always do well is they'll always hit. And now if you have a guy that is a proven ace of your rotation, which it seems like they haven't had in a long time, and to be this young, I think the excitement around what a lot of people are hoping to see from Brian Bello I think we haven't kind of seen this in a long time when it comes to an opening day for the Red Sox, because if he pitches well, I think a lot of people, their minds will change about Jordan Montgomery, Blake Snell.
And about this entire season.
Yes.
About the potential for it.
So the importance of tomorrow night and Baby Pedro's first start, there's a lot of pressure and a lot of weight on it on his shoulders.
Well, a reminder, you can hear that game on the Odyssey app, wherever you are, and on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox radio network here at WEEI and all over New England. Unfortunate 10-10 first pitch for the Red Sox tomorrow night.
Correct.
Is that the time?
Yep.
Yes.
And I'm bringing over light apps for your house.
Okay.
I can't wait.
Yeah, thank you, Curtis.
Can I use the betting too? Or
yes, you're welcome to. If you'd like to sleep, if you want to sleep over,
right.
I will go to the couch.
I'll bring my toiletries.
I will move to the couch. I was gonna. My lead was gonna be about the NFL sharing the information yesterday that there will be a doubleheader on Christmas Day. I think that's a great thing. That's a Wednesday. Roger Goodell went out of his way to point out yesterday that there won't be Wednesday night football this season. It just happens so happens that Christmas is on a Wednesday. I, for one, would like to see the NFL season spread out so that you not only get Thursday night football, but you get an occasional Tuesday night, Wednesday night game. I think you can... I know the players don't like it depending on where their Sunday games fall, but I think you can make it work within the schedule. But that, but my lead changed because I just wanted to mention that in Baltimore, they continue, they're resuming the search this morning for those six construction workers who are missing. And what the... workers on that bridge did yesterday when it came to getting the Mayday signal from the boat. We talked about this as it was happening. And then staying on that bridge to stop traffic and prevent what could have been a more significant loss of lives is incredible to me and deserves. They are, you know, you have the opportunity sometimes in the in your everyday life to be a hero. And those workers staying there, stopping the traffic, getting people backed up and off of that bridge, ended up saving a lot of lives.
Wow.
So I thought that that deserved a mention this morning, because when you get to see it, you need to mention.
So
it.
They so knew they kind of
the ship gave them a Mayday.
All right,
and then they were able to stop traffic, which prevented a larger loss of life. I will say that the president spoke yesterday and shared a bit of a personal anecdote about that bridge, Curtis. I thought you might want to hear that. Here's President Biden.
At about 1:30, container ship struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which I've been over many, many times commuting from the state of Delaware in our trainer by car. Been in Baltimore Harbor many times. And, the bridge collapsed, sending several people and vehicles into the water, into the river.
The president mentioning that he had commuted over that bridge by train several times. Just a point of clarification, there's never been a train that goes over that bridge, nor would that be a way that one could commute over that bridge. So just a little bit of confusion there, I think, on the part of the president. When it came, maybe it was a different bridge and a different train, Curtis, perhaps, that he was commuting over.
I wish this wasn't political, but the thing about Biden that most irks me is that whenever there's a tragedy, he makes it about himself.
Yeah.
Like, he's told people over and over again, his son, who tragically died of cancer, he says he died in Iraq when he's talking to families of slain soldiers in Iraq when he didn't die in Iraq. He sadly died here after fighting cancer.
It's a memory thing.
Yeah, that's
it. I deal with it. I'm getting up there in age, and so
there's multiple stories. They kind of run together.
Right. Should have stuck to the truth, which was he commuted over that bridge on stagecoach.
Right.
We got to take a break. Those are today's leads. Up next, they said it. Paul Pierce. None other than Paul Pierce. With a full cosign on Wiggy's comments on the Boston Celtics on this show yesterday. We'll get to that during They Said It next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.